apologies for coming in again, Mr. Chair. Just a couple of points further on this. What Victoria says is 100% correct in the sense that the movement would be to a binding instrument if it becomes a legal instrument. Of course, it is binding only on those who decide to become contracting parties to it. It is not automatically binding across all of ECE the second that the legal instrument comes into force. It is it's binding on those who are contracting parties to it. So that would be the discussion, if we want to reopen that discussion, to have that discussion. The other point I wanted to raise was that it is it has been now for 5 years, well, longer than that. Initially it was 5 years, within the strategy of the Inland Transport Committee, the wider strategy of the Inland Transport Committee, to modernize the legal agreements and conventions that we already have. Now, this has been further detailed, let's say, in the decarbonization strategy to focus primarily on environmental aspects. That doesn't mean it needs to focus on environmental aspects. We heard yesterday and a bit this morning as well about the digital aspects, and the modernization is also about those digital aspects. Now, just to give you an idea, there are some efforts that have been taken in other sectors, in other areas that are overseen by the Transport Division, and of course the 61 legal instruments that we have in that framework, where there have been efforts that have been successfully implemented to modernize the conventions to reflect technological aspects, for example, the introduction of the electronic TIR for the road sector, the electronic CMR, again, also for the road sector, but also to modernize them to include areas that previously were not included. The Victoria mentioned the AGN for inland waterways, while the AGC, the equivalent agreement for the railways, the agreement itself has been updated recently to add also elements in relation to passenger stations, which before were not considered within the framework, let's say, of the rail agreement. So there are efforts ongoing on this, and as there are efforts ongoing on the modernization, there are also efforts in ongoing in relation to the creation of new legal instruments where member states believe that the legal framework is missing something. And some have been already created and are awaiting contracting parties to accede to all of them before they enter into force. Just to say that there are parallel initiatives going on. And I think it is very interesting that the survey responses do indicate both modernization and both potential new instruments. And I acknowledge the discussion we've had already to date on the role of SEVNI and what could be going forward. But I think it would be very interesting to hear from member states and from participants in the room, those of you who mentioned that there needs to be a modernization or that there needs to be new agreements or new legal instruments, what those should be, in addition to what we discussed on SEVNI, to help also the Secretariat to understand where it should be focusing its attention and understanding how to prepare for this for future sessions. So apologies for a long intervention. Thank you, Mr. Chair.